I am the presence of God's will, and I come to give you the truth about God's will so that you have the option to choose to free yourself from the lies about God's will that have been programmed into your soul for so long that you never even think to question them. You have been taught by beloved Mother Mary and beloved Jesus about the process that caused your souls to descend into the consciousness of duality, in which you see yourself as separated from God. Therefore, it is inevitable that you see God's will as outside of, as separate from, even in opposition to your own will. I am come to dispel this dualistic ego illusion, for truly everything without him was not anything made that was made, and therefore without his will was not anything made that was made. So you see that God's will is embedded within all life. Therefore, God's will is not outside of or apart from you. It is truly the law that God has written in your inward parts, because God's will is the will of your I Am Presence, which is your true identity. Your I Am Presence is an individualization of God, and therefore, the will of your I Am Presence is an individualization of the will of God. Your life stream was born out of that will, and you must understand that God has no desire to restrict or control you. God only desires you to express your individuality, your God-given individuality, in full measure. And yet God knows that because you have free will, you have the potential to go against the laws that guide the growth of this universe. And if you do go against these laws of growth, you will inevitably begin to separate yourself from God. You will begin to separate yourself from the consciousness of God, which is constantly transcending itself. And you will sink into a consciousness that refuses to transcend itself and refuses to grow. And this consciousness of anti-growth will inevitably contract, and thereby you will limit your ability to express your God-given individuality and your God-given creativity. Thus you will confine your soul to a box that will become narrower and narrower until you can no longer move and cry out for deliverance. God has no desire to see you sufferer in this self-created box of limitations. God has a desire to see you grow in creativity and love in the universe of unlimited possibilities that He has created as a platform for His sons and daughters, His co-creators. And thus you see that God's will truly is for you to be who you are, to be who you were created to be, and to even transcend what you were created to be and be more of yourself and more of God. And thus your life stream, your I Am Presence, was born out of the will of God and God's desire to be more through you. And your soul was born out of the will of your I Am Presence to be more of God through the soul that can descend into the lower vibrations of the material universe. And thus you see that your soul sprang from the will of the I Am Presence, and the I Am Presence sprang from the will of God. And so how can the will of God possibly be alien to, apart from, or outside of the true will of your I Am Presence and your soul? And you now see that if you think God's will is outside of your will, is in opposition to your will, or that God's will restricts your creativity and freedom, then there is only one explanation, and that is that you have become trapped in an ego illusion. You have come to identify yourself with a will that is not your own. And it is truly this lower will, this dualistic will, this self-centered will that is alien to your soul, that is in opposition to your true will. And it is this lower will that seeks to restrict your freedom and creativity by preventing you from being all that you are and from becoming more of God. It is this lower will, this will of the ego, that seeks to confine you to a box in which it has your soul under its complete control and domination, so that you dare not even move or consider a new idea or a new possibility beyond what the ego has defined as your dualistic identity. O my beloved hearts, as the presence that focuses a flame of the will of God, I am moved by compassion for those on earth who are trapped in this limited will of their egos. I am moved by compassion because I know the truth that nothing happens without will. I know that the very beginning of creation was an act of will. Your creator could create only by beginning with an act of will, the will to create. And yet the will to create is truly the omega polarity to the alpha polarity of the will to be. And so your creator has the will to be. And out of that will to be came the will to be more. And it is this will to be more that gave rise to the will to create the world of form of which your life stream is a part. And so you see that creation itself started with an act of will, where even God had the will to be more than he was before creation began. And when you understand the nature of the will of God as the will to be more, you suddenly see through one of the lies that have been programmed into your souls, namely, that the will of God is static and never changing, and thus leaves you no room for growth, but only restricts you into a mold where you have no freedom and creativity. And this then allows you to see that God's will is not static. It does not stand still, because God's will is the will to be more. And therefore, God's will is constantly and perpetually transcending itself. God is transcending itself, because without God was not anything made that was made. God simply could not create something that was outside of or apart from himself, and thus God created the world of form out of his own being. And in doing so, God had only one option, namely, to be more. God can create in only one way, namely, by being more. And in that more, out of that more, the world of form is created. And so you see, God is not the angry and controlling old man in the sky who seeks to beat you into submission to his restrictive will. God is truly the source of all creativity, the source of all joy, and God is constantly transcending itself. And God has no desire but to see you transcend yourself and become more. And that drive to become more is the saving grace that is embedded so deep within your soul that you can never lose it, although you can cover it over. And so you see, God's will for you is that you transcend yourself and become more than even God envisioned you to be. And you become more by exercising your own God-given creativity and transcending your present sense of identity that is a product of your imagination and your vision. And so God's will does not restrict your freedom. But then what does restrict your freedom? It is the lower will of the ego, which truly wants to control you, because it knows that if you engage in the process of life, the process of transcending your limited sense of identity and becoming more of who you are in God, then you will one day transcend the ego, and the ego will be no more. So out of its illusory survival instinct, the ego must seek to restrict your creativity and prevent you from transcending the limited sense of identity that it has defined for you and programmed into your soul for so many lifetimes, that your soul has come to accept these limitations as being real and being absolute. And thus you believe in the illusion of time and space, the illusion of the material world, and you think that it sets limitations for you. Oh, my beloved hearts, my heart truly goes out in compassion to those who have been trapped by this lower will of their egos and the lower will of the forces of this world, and have thus come to believe in various illusions that portray them as limited mortal human beings, perhaps even as being nothing more than the physical body, than a collection of cells that are destined to die and disappear into nothingness after such a short lifespan, that truly any soul that has any spark of life in it must rebel against this restriction of its life force. And thus you see that most people, in fact humankind as a whole, is a house divided against itself, because from the outside, from the forces of this world and their own egos, people have been programmed to believe in a set of limitations that box them in and restrict their creativity and their life force. And yet deep from within themselves, they have some spark of remembrance of the truth that their souls are unlimited, God-free spiritual beings who have the potential to transcend any limitation in this world and become more of who they truly are in God. And this then is the central dynamic going on planet Earth today, where the spiritual people are going through an awakening whereby they become more in touch with the will of God within them, the will to self-transcend and overcome the limitations in this world that seeks to turn them into material beings. People have a desire to break that mold of materialism and be the spiritual beings that they truly are here on Earth, while they are still here on Earth. And yet, so many of those who are partially awakened do not understand the central dynamic that they are being torn in opposite directions by the false will of their egos and by the true will of their souls and I Am Presence. Imagine what could happen if the millions of people on Earth who feel the spark of life within their souls could come to understand the central dynamic that I have just explained to you. Imagine what could happen if these people suddenly saw through the illusions of their ego and therefore realized that by accepting these ego illusions, they have chosen to place themselves inside a very small mental box, restricted by a set of beliefs that spring from the dualism and the separation of the ego, reinforced by the dualism of separation of the forces of this world, who in their rebellion against God are seeking to imprison every soul on Earth, in order to prove that God was wrong by giving human souls free will. Imagine what could happen if people suddenly saw the unreality, the complete illusion of their egos and the forces of this world. Imagine what could happen if people realized the central illusion that they are not separated from God, that God is not an angry and judgmental God who seeks to impose his will upon them. Imagine what could happen if these spiritual souls realized that they only turned away from God because they came to believe in one of the ego's illusions. And thus they have the power to at any point expose the fallacy and the contradictions of that illusion. And they have the power to at any moment turn around, to at any moment look their ego straight in the eye and say, I will no longer allow you to trap me in the consciousness of death, and I now choose the consciousness of life. Imagine what could happen if every spiritual soul on earth were to realize that at this very moment, they have the power to turn around and face God, face the shining light of their I Am Presence, and realign themselves with the truth and the will of God within them. Imagine what could happen if people, if these spiritual souls realized that the central lie on earth is that they are separated from the kingdom of God, and that they cannot enter the kingdom of God on their own. Imagine if all spiritual souls suddenly, as in a blinding flash, saw the truth that the kingdom of God is within them, and therefore no power, no force in this world can keep them out of that inner kingdom. Imagine what could happen if the spiritual souls of earth decided to stop looking for the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, to stop looking for an outer savior, and to stop looking for the kingdom of God outside themselves. Imagine if they suddenly decided to look within, and if they entered that inner kingdom, and thereby aligned themselves with the truth of God and the will of God within them, and therefore separated themselves from their egos and united themselves with the will of God, out of which they sprang. Imagine what could happen if people, the spiritual people on earth, accepted themselves, their true identity as sons and daughters of God, who are truly designed to be co-creators with God, and who chose to descend into this world because they desired to manifest God's kingdom as an expression of God's ever-transcending will right here on earth. Imagine if thousands or even millions of people suddenly decided that way would be the open doors for the manifestation of God's will on earth. Oh, my beloved hearts, can you feel my passion and my compassion of how I, as a representative of God and God's will, desire to see the will of God manifest on earth, not out of a desire to restrict your freedom and creativity, but out of a desire to see you express and unfold your true creativity and your true individuality in God, and thereby co-create God's kingdom on earth. Oh, my beloved hearts, imagine that you could step away from the earth and look at the forest instead of the trees. Look at how much suffering is currently manifest on earth. Look at how people treat each other in so many inhumane ways that it is almost beyond comprehension. Look at how people treat Mother Earth, even to the point of being willing to destroy the platform that gives them physical life. How can this be? How can people be so trapped in illusions and conflicts? That from a larger viewpoint are so utterly pointless that it defies the imagination that people can continue to battle against each other and against themselves and against God's will that only wants them to set them free. Oh, my beloved hearts, can you not see that all of this suffering, all of this conflict, all of this imbalance is truly the product of the anti-will of people's egos that restrict them into a mental box where they think other people are their enemies, that God is their enemy, that Mother Earth is their enemy? Can you not see that this anti-will is what causes people to feel threatened by anything that seems beyond their control? And therefore, this anti-will gives people an insatiable desire to control everything around them, to control other people, to control Mother Nature, and to subdue everything to the will of the ego, instead of allowing everything to become an expression of the will of God. That is truly all light and all love. My beloved hearts, do you sense my passion? Do you sense my compassion? Do you sense that God only wants all people to be free of this anti-will of the ego, this anti-will of the dark forces, this anti-will of the devil as the personification of evil? Can you sense that truly evil was never part of God, and therefore evil is not the opposite of God? Evil is the opposite of your ability to express your God-given individuality in this world. Evil is the energy veil that causes your soul to believe it is separated from God. Oh, my beloved hearts, can you not sense that God has an infinite desire to see you become free of these ego illusions, this veil of illusion that confines you to a mental box in which all of your beliefs and even your sense of identity spring from the duality and the separation of the ego? Can you not sense that God so loved the world that he sent his only Son into the world that the world through him might be saved? And what is that only begotten Son of God? It is the Christ consciousness, the universal mind of Christ, which separates the real from the unreal and thus allows any soul to see through the dualistic illusions of the ego and the forces of this world. And therefore, as beloved Jesus has explained to you, he and other beings in heaven have truly given a portion of their spirit in the form of your individual Christ self, that is your personal savior, your personal comforter, your personal redeemer. And if you will but reach for that Christ self and continue to reach for that Christ self, then your Christ self will guide you step by step through the jungle of ego illusions until you break through and see the mountain of God. And as you climb that mountain of God, you will rise above the dualistic illusions of the ego. And you will even come to the point where the devil himself will meet you on that high mountain and show you the kingdoms of this world and give you the final temptation of offering you control over the kingdoms of this world in exchange for your soul. And yet, because you have bonded and united with your Christ self, you will be able to withstand that temptation as the Lord Jesus Christ was able to withstand it. And therefore you can rebuke the devil and say, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world of materialistic illusions and lose his own soul in those illusions? O my beloved hearts, can you not see that you are not trapped in a net of illusions from which there is no way out? My beloved hearts, can you not see that there truly is a way out? And it is the spiritual path demonstrated by the Lord Christ, by the Lord Gautama Buddha, and by so many other spiritual teachers who have come to show you the way out of the ego's illusions? Can you not see that the essence of all spirituality, of all true religion, and of all spiritual growth is that you transcend the dualistic illusions of the ego and realign yourself with the truth of God? Can you not see that the essence of the spiritual path is that you separate yourself, that your soul separates itself out from the lower will of the ego and lovingly reunite itself with the true will of your I Am Presence, which is an individualization of the will of God, a unique individualization that makes you the uniquely beautiful individual that you are? My beloved hearts, do you now understand the reality of the will of God as the true will of your soul? You did not choose to, your soul chose to descend to planet Earth. Your soul did not choose to descend to Earth for the purpose of becoming trapped in the lower will of the ego. Your soul chose to descend to Earth because it wanted to fulfill its potential to be a co-creator with God and to bring God's kingdom into manifestation in this part of the material universe. And thus, your true desire is to be a Christed being on Earth, even to be God on earth, and to realize the truth in a statement made by the Lord Christ that ye are gods. And can you not see then that the true desire of your soul is to throw off the shackles of these limitations and these dualistic illusions that restrict your true will to be God in manifestation? My beloved hearts, I give you a gift. It is a gift of a morsel of the infinite power of the will of God. If you will accept this gift, I will place it at this moment in your heart center, your heart chakra. I will place it on the altar of your heart. It takes the shape of a diamond of the will of God. And if you will give it a little bit of attention every day, you will experience that its brilliant radiance will grow in strength and clarity until the light of the diamond will of God will dispel and replace the darkness of the will of the ego, the anti-will of the ego, and the anti-will of the forces of this world. And thus, your soul will begin to ride the light beams of the diamond will of God that will take you beyond the mental box of your ego until you feel the unlimited freedom that comes from knowing that you are one with the will of God, and that the will of God is an expression of the unconditional love of God and the unconditional drive to self-transcend and become more of who you are. And it is that drive to become more that is the true definition of life, for life is something that grows, and you can grow only by transcending yourself. And thus, life is perpetual self-transcendence, and only life will give your soul the sense of joy and peace for which it longs. Because how can your soul be at peace when it is trapped in a consciousness of death and apart from the stream of life? True peace, true love, true joy is found only when your soul knows that it is flowing with the river of life, because it has aligned itself with the will of God within it. My beloved hearts, I seal you now in the flame of the will of God. And I say to you, do not forget the diamond of the will of God that I have placed in your hearts. Let it grow, and let its light dispel all darkness in your own being, and then let it grow even more and dispel all light, all darkness on this planet, so that God's will can be manifest on earth as the abundant life for all people. It is finished. Correction. Let there be light on earth, and only light. Let the light of the will of God be manifest on earth and dispel the anti-will. It is, there is, and there is light, and only light. It is finished.